Come along with us as we discuss our heritage for our legacies.
Welcome to our journey.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Michael.
And David.
And Keith.
How y'all doing today? We know it's been a little time since we had one of these here podcasts. That last one was kind of, it was a good podcast. I think we all, or I got a good lesson out of it, and kind of reminded me what I needed to be doing in checking on my family, checking on friends, you know, going back and thinking about it. We do need to be calling more folks and checking on them and making sure their heart's right. So tonight, I kind of called this one together, asking David and Keith here if they wanted to come on and talk a little bit. My main goal tonight was for us to get Keith in here and so he could finish up them other podcasts so he could get them on the air. That we figured out how to get Keith up here to finish them. But we might not have happy wives at the house, but we got the podcast out. But
they'll get happy.
Yeah.
In time.
Keith ain't saying a word. But on the way over here, I got a phone call from, she's my aunt from the other side of the family, the ex family. And, you know, I still consider them family. And what she had to say was, you know, it really touched me, you know, the direction that she was going in. I kind of figured it out, and then we got to talking about some other things, and it reminded me that, you know, I still need to check on that family as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it did remind me of something else, though. I wanted to say this because it's a correction to the last show. You know, Coy got his name from Grandpa calling the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Coy, and then Little Van, and Corey was my best friends. And, you know, Papa Van Street, that's how he called his cows, too. And I left that out last week, so I wanted to include that. He called them with a little bit higher pitch than Grandpa did. And it was Kai, Kai, Kai. So wanted to add that in there. But, you know, I kind of asked Keith to be prepared to share a little bit. He spoke this morning in church about Matthew 6 and, you know, 1 through, wasn't even sure how many he went through, but there's a lesson to be learned in there. But go ahead, Keith.
Well, in Matthew 6, it tells us to do, but not to do it for us. It's telling us to do it for God, whatever we do. And what I really got down to and what we ended on is down in starting at verse 5. And it says, "And when you come before God, don't turn it into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for 15 minutes of fame. Do you think God sits in a box seat?" And that really spoke to me about when we're doing for others. The reason we're going to be able to do for others is because of our prayer time. And as we pray, we're building ourselves up strength-wise, not puffing ourselves up. We're building up for when he puts us into situations to do things.
Right.
And I think, you know, that's what we're seeing in our little church is we started out just having Wednesday night dinners. We get together, we share, we encourage one another, and we're growing as a body, but now it seems like at least once a month we're getting together on a Saturday for a party or for a shower, which, you know, showers aren't for men. Well, no. We got together for this one yesterday, and it was good. And I hadn't said anything, but when Tyler's fiance's family came up, I looked up, and her granddaddy reminded me of Liz's granddaddy, you know, and it was just good to think back, but that we're impacting people in a way in which they feel comfortable coming in. We're eating good food. We're having fun talking and sharing and really getting to know people that we've never known, but we treat them like family the first time they show up.
Right.
But I think that's more of what this scripture's talking about is when we're doing things, we're doing it for God. And as we do that, I think the things we're going to see come out of that are going to encourage people around us and encourage us to do more. And that was, you know, but like I say, when you go into 5 and 6, it's talking about your prayer time. Well, you got to be prayed up.
Definitely.
I mean, this morning I was struggling to get to church because I was wore out. But it wasn't, I mean, and we sat in here last night, me and David and Justin and Nicole and all, Elizabeth and Minette, and we watched the Georgia game in the church house on the TV through the speakers. And some people said, you can't do that in church. Well, we did it. And we had a good time doing it. It's not just, I mean, we would have welcomed anybody to come in with us. It wasn't just that we're family, we're first cousins and our wives, you know. It was because God's put in my heart to be welcoming, to treat people that I don't know like family, and encourage people. And so, you know, when I'm doing things, I'm doing it based off this scripture. I just feel like that if we can encourage one another, what needs can be met through that?
I'd like to say that, you know, sometimes when we're sitting here talking, I didn't want to interrupt your message that you were giving. It's very important. But some people might not know who Justin is in the whole. And you said Tyler Shower, and so I'm sure they are really lost on who Tyler is. Tyler's my nephew, which is Justin Blue Williams' son, and Justin is Cindy's second child. And it is funny how we've already discussed what our church, what we thought our church was built for, right? Yesterday is a continuation of what it was built for.
That's
many
right.
years ago. It's still going. It's still vibrant. It still means a lot. You know, we had Coy and Chiquita's shower here. I would like to say this to anybody else that's out there that would hear this. If you ever need it, the church is here. We'll be glad to help you, whether you come here once a year or once every other year. That doesn't matter to us. No. If you have a reason to have a get-together, we love to cook and we love to eat.
That's right.
We've turned our sanctuary into a, I guess the best thing to call it, it's an eating house that Grandma wanted.
Yeah.
We've done it for funerals. We've done it for weddings. We've done it for birthdays. And you know, it's kind of, people come in and they go, y'all are willing to do that?
Yeah.
It's a sanctuary. Well, yeah, but it's what God's told us to do.
And we'll do that for anybody. It's not, I mean, we're not begging for members, you know.
No.
Yeah, we want to make sure everybody gets to a church that matches their beliefs and everything, but you know, we'd do it for anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody in the community. That's what this was put here for, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's what Grandma would have wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, it's tooting our own horn a little bit, but I would put our barbecue up against anybody out there.
We're getting good at it.
I mean, if somebody wants to challenge us, bring it on. That's what I say to that.
And we'll double the people.
But it's not just, it's not, you know, I have a way. Michael has a way. Keith has a way. Chris Dixon had his own way. Chip has his own way. But when we all work together and make our barbecue, can anybody touch it?
No.
That's right.
I mean it. It don't matter if it's ribs or Boston butts. We'll put it up against anybody's.
And we get together, and I've never seen it turn into a competition.
Not between us.
And that's what to me is so encouraging. I see families that if two or three of them get in the same room, that room ain't never big enough.
Yeah.
And I think about ours. We get together and we stay together and we hang out all day and into the night and the night before and the night after, and we're ready to do it the next weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of times,
I would say we probably need a little bit of a break nowadays. Like you said, we were wore out. Why did we watch the game here? We were too tired to leave.
Well, yeah,
we were pretty wore out, but we enjoy it.
Yeah,
we love working together. We love seeing each other. We love it when people come.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see our grandma in that, you know.
Yeah.
We feel grandma and grandpa, and we feel the aunts and uncles that have passed before us. We can feel them, you know. Like you said, we see them in others. When somebody comes up, we can see.
Oh yeah.
You know, maybe their mom and daddy in them, and it's funny to us, and it's good for us.
Yeah, and I want to thank Jeffrey Bolden and Tony Shell, Lee Bolden, for letting us borrow their smoker. And Fisher, you got to remember Fisher. He tried to clean it out,
yeah.
But they let us borrow their smoker for Thanksgiving. And
I think it was Mara Jules, though.
No, it was. There was a story behind it, but it got left over there.
At Mara Jules.
You're
leaving her out.
Well, okay. We got to say Mara Jules.
Don't leave her out.
But we want to thank them for letting us use that smoker. Mm-hmm. And it was a big help. I promise you, we couldn't have done it without you.
Nah.
But they're going to leave it here and let us use it for Christmas as well. So,
yeah. Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's a good time to put that plug in.
5:30 at the church, we're going to start gathering up.
5:30 Christmas Eve. It was always when we met up at the old house,
mm-hmm.
and all the cousins got together. It was one of the best football games you could ever imagine.
Yeah, and even if you can't, if you hear this and you can't make it.
All 15 of them.
We're going to do it live, right?
We're going to put it on Facebook Live.
We're going to have a link that people can watch it and be with us. And we'll sing, and if there's anything you want me to sing, you know, I'll go ahead and put this out there. I'll take requests.
Yeah. We'll try to fulfill those requests.
She'll back me up because me and Shell can sing anything at any time.
Yeah, yeah.
We just have that gift, you know.
Yeah.
Not.
Oh, boy.
And I'll say this. I intend on making Grandpa's fruit salad. I forgot to make it for Thanksgiving. I wanted to make some for Thanksgiving. And I kept thinking all day on Thanksgiving, something was missing. And it hit me the other day. I did not make it. I will make it for
it. I'm going to try to make Daddy's nut bread. That was really, I think, Grandma Bowen's recipe that Daddy kind of tweaked up. And I don't remember so much how Grandpa's fruit salad tasted.
Mm-mm.
I remember just seeing him standing there in the kitchen cutting everything up and how uniform all the pieces were.
I remember how it tasted.
Yeah. I remember sneaking in there, grabbing a few of the pieces while he was cutting them up.
Yeah. I bet I've eaten 100 pounds of it in my lifetime.
Probably.
We would just fill up cups and walk around the yard eating fruit salad.
But, yeah, we want everybody to come that can. We know that y'all might have other obligations, and we don't hold it against you.
No.
But, you know, make it if you can. If you know somebody that wants or that needs a meal or needs, you know, to get around some people and have fellowship, tell them about it.
Yeah.
Invite them to come out and be with us. They're welcome to come eat. And, you know, we had a few last year that showed up early and, you know, for the Christmas Eve thing. And we stood around and talked with people for – while we was trying to get stuff ready. We was talking to people before it even started. So, you know, it's people of the community out here in Yeoman's Chapel community are all welcome.
Yeah.
Come get you a plate. You ain't got to stay. Come get something to eat. But, another thing I just remember, we might could set these mics up and put it on record.
One thing I was going to say was, you know, for our fans out there.
Yeah, all 15 or
if they ever wanted to meet us, this would be a good
meet and greet. Yeah.
I mean, you could come in and see us and
ask us
questions.
We could have a book signing or something. You know?
Yeah, you know who you are.
Yeah.
All of our fan out there.
Hey.
Whatever it takes to get them to the house of the Lord. That's what we'll do.
But anyway, I didn't have a lot prepared for this evening. I did accomplish that one thing of getting Keith here to finish that Softest Steel part 2 and 3. So go look for them if you hadn't seen them on the podcast site, whether it's Spotify
or Apple Podcasts.
There you go.
And another thing, if you prefer another platform, just let us know. We can put it, link it up to it, and make it available on those platforms.
Right.
Keith
can handle that.
We're just wanting to get our family and friends of the family tied in to where we're communicating.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're out here in Blackshear or you're out in Washington or you're in Oklahoma, California, wherever you are. And we're trying to get these stories out that really mean something to you. I think Grandma and Grandpa really instilled in us the value of family. And we're just trying to carry that out.
One thing I'd like to say that what did y'all title the one Walk in the Field? What?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you haven't listened to it, this won't make a lot of sense to you. But I got several questions that came up. People that heard that podcast have reached out to me, asked me some questions about it. And somebody said, well, we walk the fields every day, and they can hear you whispering. Go ahead and cut it off.
Well, I got something planned.
But here's the deal. I had a boss man one time. His name was Barry Smith. He passed away now, and I miss him every day. But he was really good, and God put him in my life for a specific reason. He was supposed to be my boss. I know that. But Barry had a unique way of talking to me in ways that I could understand. And one of his favorite sayings was, while you're resting. And what that meant was, if you think you're called up, if you've done what you feel comfortable with, saying that you're done for the day, but you're sitting there resting, you need to get up and do more. That walking the fields was never a daily occurrence for Grandpa and Uncle Terry. That was while most everybody else was caught up, and they should have been resting. While you're resting, get up. And that's when you need to reach out. We need to be doing it every day. We need to be talking to other people every day. That's true. But if you feel like you've done enough, get up. 'Cause that's what that's about. Getting up and walking those fields is when you feel like you should be resting. Get up and walk the fields and look and see what's going on. 'Cause I guarantee you, the devil wants you to rest. The devil wants you to sit back and say, man, I've done enough. Nah, you get up and challenge yourself.
For sure.
And I told y'all before, I was preaching to myself with that message. That was for me. And I'll say this, I've been talking to people all over the country. It really is kind of crazy, the folks that I've been connecting with and reconnecting with some. And there's the need for it. I've had people reach out to me and say, we need to get together. We need to see each other. And I'm like, yes, you're right. I feel it. We need more people getting together.
Yeah, definitely. The bird shoot, Thanksgiving morning. That was awesome.
I don't know where you're talking about. If there's any DNR listening,
I didn't say where. I just said we was all at a bird shoot.
Cut that out.
But that was perfect. You know, we had a field full of kids out there shooting.
Well, and it was really neat because kids that had shot with us growing up brought their kids.
That's
and,
right.
And that was what was really neat about it.
All
we
of
grew
us
up shooting here, and that was a big time for us, but to see that it's carrying on to another generation.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite scene was Jason, Uncle Jackie.
Yeah.
And Avett.
Avett.
Yeah.
That touched me. That's three generations all sitting there having a big time.
That was walking the fields right there.
I feel that.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, and it was an opportunity, you know, that we took advantage of the farm to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And that was just good to me. I got a picture of them. So, and I shared it with them. And I said a few things to Jason, you know, in the text, and Uncle Jackie, and Jason's comeback was just, you know, it touched me. It was good.
Yeah, we're coming off of, for those of you that might hear this in 2 years from now, we're coming off of Thanksgiving, right? We're at the 1st of December when we're doing this recording. And the bird shoot was on Thanksgiving morning. That's big to us. Thanksgiving, Christmas is always big to us here at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Our cousin Scott,
yeah,
a lot of people, I guess they know him as Scott. To me, Scotty. He'll always be Scotty.
That's Uncle Tommy's
son. He didn't get to grow up here on the farm. It was always a big time when his family would visit the farm. It was always a big time. He was here with us on Thanksgiving. He drove down just to be here with us for a few hours. He drove all the way from Monticello.
Yeah.
He lives in Monticello, Georgia now. And he drove down just to eat with us and be with us for a few hours. And then he had to go back because he had to go to work. And I thank God that he came. He said that was his first Thanksgiving on the farm. I never knew that. I can remember him coming and being with us, but you know, it's not like I knew he wasn't here, but he did. He said that was it just meant a lot to him to be here.
And the testimony of him just being here was huge.
Because his back was out a week before, and
good Lord, he helped him to be able to ride that far, you know, unmedicated and be able to go back, you know, that's huge.
Yeah.
Because he was in pain.
Mm-hmm.
But and he shared, you know, we got to talk a little bit there for a little while, and me and him shared back and forth, and it was good. It's talking to them, I say them, people you hadn't really spoken to face to face.
Yeah.
And hearing what the Lord's doing for them.
Right.
Is good.
And the same thing.
It's encouraging.
The encouraging part is he's laying the same thing on Scotty's heart that he is on Michael's heart. On the same thing on Keith's heart and Julie's heart. And that's what's neat to see is we all feel it.
Yeah.
And that makes it real, right?
Yeah.
It makes it real.
Right now, yesterday morning, I got up a little later than Michael. He tried to get me up when he got up, and it didn't happen. But we got out, and we were working, and when we got done, we were pulling off. And one of the older fellas from out here, he's moved to the other side of the county. He pulled up, and I didn't know who he was. I can't ever remember seeing him and knowing that's who he was. But he pulled up, and he looked at what was on the trailer, and he said, "Man, I'd like to have a set of those." And I finally looked at him, and I said, "And what's your name?" And he said, "Larry Culver." I said, "I'm Jack Bowen's grandson." He looked at me. I said, "That's another one right there, Michael." He said, "Are you Tommy's boy?" I said, "No, sir, I'm Mavis's." He said, "You sound an awful lot like your Uncle Tommy." I said, "Well, I've been told I sound like him and Uncle Terry some." He goes, "Yeah, you sound like him too." But, you know, when things like that happen, it's not coincidence. Mm-mm. You know, to me, it was encouraging that happened when me and Michael were doing what we were doing, because we are in a different vein carrying on what Uncle Terry and Grandpa did right here on the farm.
Right.
So, you know, and then to talk about Scott like that, and I've never been compared to Uncle Tommy, but you know, for that to come up by somebody that probably ain't seen Uncle Tommy in
a long time.
Yeah.
It meant something to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it got quiet all of a sudden. Y'all got anything else you want to share tonight?
No,
I'm good.
Yeah, we'll keep our mamas happy, and we won't talk about what we was talking about earlier.
No.
And
never.
No, but to all our family and friends out there, we do love you.
Mm-hmm.
And all 15 of those fans that we got.
We love y'all too.
We love y'all too. But today is, what's the date?
4th.
December the 4th, 2000. It's the 3rd?
I think tomorrow's
the
4th.
No, today's the 4th, buddy.
Okay, yeah, so is Apple.
Yeah. So
I can't say Apple. Orange, I don't know.
December the 4th, 2022.
Yeah.
Good night.
Night.